This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Can you hear me right now, Hayes?
Can you hear me right now? I'm hearing you now. Yes.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I think so. I mean, this is what's been so crazy is this like journey that I've been on.
Yeah.
With this hunk of junk.
Yeah.
That cost thousands of dollars, right?
Yeah.
This and it's a company that I won't name because I don't want to give them any more attention than they've already soaked up with all their antics, but it's a name of a fruit.
Yeah.
That someone could eat. And yeah. It's making computers, and the computers, guess what? Don't flipping work, Hayes.
None of them work.
They've
been
never
my experience
worked.
Too. They're all
They've
broken.
Never worked. Mm-hmm. And nobody else makes any. Mm-hmm. So here are your choices. The broken fruit company and nothing. Mm-hmm. Guess which one I picked? Both, I guess, because the broken fruit company is nothing.
Yeah.
So anyway, the headphones don't work, which is just a little important because I'm a famous podcaster.
Mm-hmm.
So headphones, I guess that is basically my hammer and nails.
Well, Janet can help
because
it's the headphone hole, right?
It's the headphone hole. The headphones work. I could plug them into something else, though I don't know what that would be since nobody else makes anything
There's
anymore.
Nothing else.
Mm-hmm. We used to make things in this country.
Mm-hmm.
We used to make things.
So the headphone hole has a blockage.
There's
and let's talk to Janet. I want to bring Janet in right away.
Okay, great.
Janet Varney.
JV.
JV Club host. What episode is this for us, Kevin?
472.
Oh, we're so close. Guys, we're so close.
We're just swimming in Janet's wake. The JV Club is on what? 480?
I think we're in the early 90s.
You just broke into the
490s. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
What's that like?
Guys, it is going to get so good in about 10 episodes.
You guys are going to feel what I feel,
which is you're at the top. It's the shitty roller coaster that is probably made by that same fruit company because I think they're behind much more than we've been saying.
Yeah.
Where you get the view of everything before the 500 mark, which is just a crash, just a huge crash. Your stomach sinks. There's the brakes give out.
Is that right? That's because I was told when we first started this thing that it takes about 500 episodes to get your feet under you and really feel like you know what you're doing. And I have been feeling close.
Yes.
Of course, when you're feeling close, that's when your fruit company machine breaks.
And how do they sign up for the roller coaster? Like, it's all a scam to like.
Yes.
You need your computer to get to sign up.
To get
on even the wait list for the roller coaster. Oh, you have to go buy this entire whole computer cost.
Oh, and you need the yearly pass for the theme park that the roller coaster is at. And that's just $100,000.
I see. This is what I got to stop you. And I feel like this is just a naive thing on your part. It's not your fault. But if you're going to say the word thousands, if you're going to say the word thousands, I think you've passed the need to mutter it. You know what I mean? And I know you
might
don't
be
realize
that your headphones
that.
Are. I think he is saying it. It might be that your headphones
it's
are.
The headphones
are so messed up. Yeah.
So
it's
the
not
head.
Coming
so your problem with the headphone hole is affecting our ability to hear you,
and his
even
own
though
speech,
the headphones are totally unconnected to the microphone. See, that makes sense to me. Also, the headphone hole sounds like an '80s throwback, like music store, like in the Hate. where mm-hmm. you can go in and like listen to old albums in like chairs that maybe have more substances on them than you'd like to think about. Headphone mm-hmm. hole.
What happened to those chairs? What'd they do to... We used to sit in those chairs.
I would get uh-huh. in those chairs. I would put on an unsanitized set of used headphones. No yeah. wipes around, nothing. Yeah. I would put those on my head.
Yeah.
Close to my mouth, actually. They were
sure.
so big. They got in sure. all the way into your cheeks. And I would sit back and I would put on the new Harry Nilsson album. Listen to him
God,
destroy his voice
so
for
so much older than I thought you were.
Yeah.
Just very, very
I'd put on Bread,
older.
Bread's uh-huh. greatest hits.
Oh my God, Bread.
I would
Bread.
Just, and I
Could
would
I name a Bread
away.
Song? Could I? This is also reminding me of, speaking of furniture that bad things are done on, I was looking into the possibility of renting an Airbnb for Sketchfest this year because mm-hmm. I keep thinking maybe I'm going to do
Good
that.
Good luck.
Yeah, talk about Sketchfest.
Rather than staying in a hotel. Yeah, talk about Sketchfest, everybody.
Airbnb.
I fell into the rabbit hole. And by the way, a rabbit hole is one of the places you can stay on Airbnb because they have
wow.
a lot of really unique properties.
Yeah,
which is
and it's like this amazing experience. Like
yeah, it's all
in a,
about
in a,
the experience.
In a rabbit's hole.
They're
Don't do
on
a
the
rabbit's hole. Yeah, one pill makes you smaller.
The one pill makes you smaller. There are a couple of places. Couple of places on the front page. I just have never, like, I was waiting for my message from the person telling me they were not going to give me a discount for 21 days, at which yeah. I, you know, moved on. I was waiting for that message to load because I got the alert to come in. And so I was, you know, sort of staring at the homepage, which I don't think I've ever done. And I've been missing out. And there was, like, the very first thing I saw was a missile silo in Roswell that has been converted into a home that you can go stay in. And it's terrifying.
You sleep on a missile.
You sleep mm-hmm. on a missile with zero, like, they are showing off the pictures of the giant cavity that you could easily tumble into and fall the depth of a missile. To your death.
And then and how they make you clean the missile afterwards.
And you have to clean
it's
the
like,
missile
that's
afterwards.
That's so frustrating. That's where it's
it.
Like,
and
wait
you're
a minute.
And you're paying a cleaning fee on top of
you
that.
You show up to the missile silo, and there's that whole binder of how you have to use the like
well,
the
and it's
special
all the launch
shower
codes.
To clean
it's
off.
A, they've
yes.
got a binder full of launch codes that uh-huh. like, I
everything requires
these?
A launch code. You want to open the fridge? Launch code.
Mm-hmm.
You want to open the sofa bed because I don't know if there's a real bed there. Launch code. Mm-hmm. And then there was a different place that was a.
You
want to
watch Temple of Doom
saucer.
On VHS? Launch code.
Oh, jeez. Listen. You want to watch Temple of Doom on Laserdisc? Go to the flying saucer home that I saw right underneath the missile silo. This is all just to attract weird UFO nerds and cosplayers. So
yeah.
that's when I realized the furniture as I scanned through the little setup they've created, which included showing a rack of costumes that you can put on like a Jedi robe and stuff.
No.
And then you scan past that photo and then you look at the furniture in there and you're like, so much nerd sex is happening here. There's
yeah.
no way
that
this
place
isn't like,
in it.
Oh my God. I hope it does because that's got to be the only upshot of what the amount of cleaning you have to do to that little unit afterwards. I mean, it is.
Yeah,
it's rough out there, everybody.
They shouldn't be allowed to do that. It's either you're a nerd or you're not.
That's right. That's right.
Which is it?
That's right.
You're going to be a nerd, and be alone. Like me.
Yes. And also, like, the reviews, I got real into the reviews, and the reviews are like, every other one, it will be like, my kids had such a great time, which you're like, oh,
yeah.
That is why you would rent this place. Like, of course your kids loved it, but then the very next one down is like, my 47-year-old husband and I took a romantic getaway, da da da. And you're like, oh,
we both wore the same costume at
yeah,
the same time.
Yeah. And then the next people in there, children. Just kids.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Mm. Speaking of the old days of San Francisco.
Oh, wonderful. Very, very
speaking
romantic.
Of the old days when I used to hang out in the Hate. Sketchfest actually had sketches.
Oh yeah.
It was actually about it was actually about the sketches.
Yeah, before we sold out to big comedy, it was all about the sketches.
Now it's all stand up and like sometimes an improv troupe and sometimes a live podcast record.
Uh-huh.
But now, otherwise, you're appearing at Sketchfest? Are you appearing at Sketchfest?
I guess I am appearing at Sketchfest, but that's also that's my child. That's the
I have
a child.
I heard that a scout from Adam.com is going to be in the audience of some of the shows.
What?
Yeah. Now, this is not confirmed, but I got an email. I have my little elves out there doing their work. And I got an email. A little birdie told me that there's a scout from Adam.com.
Okay.
Wow. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Not AdamandEve.com.
No, A-T-O-M.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Because the comedy is atomic.
Right.
The laughter is explosive.
Yeah.
And
that's one of the primary short subjects platforms on the entire web.
Is that still and it's still thriving?
Oh my god!
Oh. JV, have you not been on there lately?
I haven't been on there lately. I actually moved on to nuclear.com, where the half life of the comedy is
it's
very dangerous.
Oh wow!
Very
so you're
damaging.
Still laughing about videos you watched. On
I
there.
Have cancer. But in a great way, just from fallout, just from comedy fallout
of the
any part. As a professional podcaster, anything, any advice on this headphone hole? The blockage?
I think you're going to have to you might have to go with a different company and spend.
There are
no $1,000.
We already looked. There's no other company. And those are cost
there's
even more dollars. And there isn't even another one.
You're gonna if you're going with a different company, you're gonna be paying even more dollars for a bunch of gaming equipment, a bunch of live streaming gaming equipment that involves also like it will be a headset. Like your microphone will be a headset and the camera will be so much nicer than you need it to be, and you may still have a problem with the headphone hole.
Unbelievable.
So good luck.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
All my hard earned Salvador dollars.
Uh-huh.
Which, by the way, he foretold this food company, didn't he, with the technology
melting
everywhere, right?
That's right.
And that's,
and
that's
the man
what it is.
With
that's
the,
a really
with
good
the
point.
Man, the fruit man.
The fruit man.
The fruit man. Yes.
He was trying to tell us when he did that fruit man.
Uh-huh.
Yes. He had a message for us, didn't he?
Look at the fruit
man. It was him. It was
him. The fruit will become your head. Okay. Your head will become filled only with the fruit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gone are the days where you pick up a banana and pretend you're getting a phone call. This is yourself will be fruit.
You put an entire fruit over in front of your
head. Now people do that. They're like, yeah, this is normal.
Yeah.
Me, right. like basically, like, I have this fruit held up against my ear all the time. So now people don't even laugh when you do that anymore.
Oh, no.
They say, yeah, that's right. That's correct. That's normal to me.
Yeah, that's good that you're doing that. I'm doing it, too.
People need to remember how much Peter Gabriel was involved in the face fruit movement, too, because at least one of his music videos from the 80s involved a face that was made out of fruit, I think.
Yeah, he had a message for us. Gallagher was trying to tell us something as well, wasn't he?
Gallagher, right?
Gallagher was trying to tell us something.
That's why they had to get rid of him.
Well, they sort of did, isn't it? His brother still at it.
That's the secret that most people don't know. That's actually his brother. They put his brother in. They said, "This guy, we need to get out of the picture."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
his brother gets to be him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What a vast conspiracy behind the Gallaghers.
He doesn't. People, I don't know if you've seen his show lately. He pets the fruit now.
Oh shit! Hold on.
He doesn't smash it, destroy it.
Classic vegan comedy.
He gives it little kisses.
He hugs and kisses it. He hugs and kisses it and falls asleep with it on stage.
People would pay to see that. I would pay to see that.
That's a show now, I guess.
No, I've gone.
That's Sketchfest now.
Yeah.
That's Sketchfest. No more sketches. Falling asleep with a piece of fruit that you hug and kiss.
Let me tell you what. If they're still giving out that Andy Kaufman award, he's getting it. For petting a fruit and falling asleep with it, and then you just watch someone sleeping on stage,
Andy Kaufman
getting that award.
Andy Kaufman is in the spin cycle in his grave right now. With what has become of Sketchfest.
No, he's drilling a hole from, you know, from his cover to the center of the earth. He's spinning so fast.
Yes.
Because if he was here, Sketchfest would be all sketch.
It would still mean something. Mm-hmm. It would still mean anything.
Or if it wasn't sketch, that would be the sketch. Him not doing a sketch would be what the sketch was.
Oh my God, you're so right.
I know.
That's the statement. That's well, this, the statement.
And this show's Kaufman-esque.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
we don't shy away from that comparison.
We're carrying the banner. It's been the baton's been passed, and we just subvert what you expect. Like all these other podcasts, they go in, they know what they're going to do.
Uh-huh.
They make sense what they're talking about.
Yeah,
they're being funny.
Yeah,
they're saying things.
Yes.
They're giving you information.
They
right?
certainly are.
The
they
guest is comfortable.
Are.
The guest is enjoying themselves.
Yes, yes.
But would Kaufman do that?
No.
Me think.
No.
No.
Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan discuss what position they'd play in the NFL. The boys celebrate their 250th pro version, and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out all these shows and the video for today's episode with Janet at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hollywood Handbook.
Janet, let me share a conversation that has been having this.
Please.
Oh, Janet Varney's coming on the show. Oh, I love Janet. Oh,
she's the best.
Janet, oh my gosh, Janet's so amazing.
Oh, say hi. She's so nice.
Oh, I saw Janet on this thing. Oh my God, I love Janet so much.
Oh, I'm jealous. You get to hang out with Janet and I don't.
Yeah.
And then we
had all tracks.
I look into the numbers on this. I'm like, what's actually going on here?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And so I have Kevin pull up the files and print them out.
Okay, great.
Q rating is through the roof.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Approvals are, I mean, some of these guys are underwater.
We don't have a metric for what's going on with you at this point.
Okay.
The rubric's been smashed.
Yes. Kevin, go a little deeper into these numbers for me. What are we seeing here?
Give me some of the numbers.
Overall, Janet, you're scoring a 7 out of 8.
So.
Right?
Great.
And that feels like you're just kind of flaunting it in our face. Like you could be an 8 at any time.
I'm prancing around with 7 Qs. I have 7
7
Qs.
Mm-hmm.
That's like more than the alphabet has.
That's more
Qs.
It's more than everyone else put together.
I guess it is.
Everyone
why
else.
Why am I so likable?
Yeah, so
what
beloved.
What is going on?
Well, I want to know what's going on too, and what I need from you, and I don't know exactly how you started it, but basically you're being selfish. We want in.
Uh-huh.
It cut us in on some of the cues, and we need to do something drastic, because what's going on for us is when somebody mentions, like, I assume that when you mention that you're going on the show, people go like, oh God, I'm sorry, you got to deal with that. Oh, Jesus Christ.
They say, don't even tell me that.
Oh no, please. Oh, I'm going to throw up.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
we can't have that. That's not sustainable for us.
Right.
So you remember at like every other year, like Tom Cruise used to jump in like the tiger pit at the zoo and save a little kid or something. Remember that would happen all the time.
That's in the past.
Like the movie.
I can't expect that from him anymore.
I think he does some stuff. Maybe last time he like rode a motorcycle into flames and like pulled out, you know, a tiger or something.
Yeah.
But they go, oh, he's as hero as he is in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He's in a Tom Cruise movie.
Yes.
And so there's
meanwhile, like there's 7 Scientology interns are like spit polishing his sneakers. But yes.
Yes. Yes. For 4.
Listen, people contain multitudes. Yeah. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's nerfect.
We can dig into the edit on this. We don't take a side on that.
Okay.
On this show.
Okay. Good.
Like,
good.
We
good,
don't.
Good.
We're not saying like we love that. Whatever is like is happening there. Like that's great.
Yeah.
Like neither.
That's what not
direction.
Taking a side means. Yeah. You don't have feelings.
Exactly.
About it. Well,
we don't talk about it at all.
You're on your way to getting more cues, because I would say that the best thing you can do to earn those cues is to just be as bland as possible. What you're seeing with my reputation is a reflection of utter blandness.
Okay.
I'm talking Independence Day Bill Pullman blandness.
Nothing. Given nothing.
Yeah. But you also, and this is where it gets tricky, you somehow have to give nothing and be super bland, but reflect back on the person that you're with.
There was a butt
in some in some way that makes them shinier. So you have to be a dull, but you still have to be a mirror. You have to be a dull mirror. Imagine smearing Crisco on a mirror. And that's what you need to be.
Don't
and that's where the cues live,
did
my
it
friends.
Today.
No, you just
today? Imagine I did that today.
Yeah. Great.
Fried mirror.
I was going to cook mirror eggs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Somewhere on YouTube, someone smeared Crisco on a mirror and lay it in the sun and mm-hmm. fried some eggs. Mm-hmm. You're going to tell me that didn't happen?
It also helped, you know, the go-go dust when you cut that up on the mirror. Putting a little Crisco on there first just helps the digestive process. Huh. Just like helps it go down a little easier
on the old Schnaugrino as well. You know?
Okay. I guess,
you know,
yeah,
sometimes it's like sharp and like it just makes it a little slippier.
Yeah,
slippier.
Yeah. Raw. It's like, you know, Crisco doesn't hurt. Kind of smooth things over. So
I guess.
It, well,
again, no guesswork involved. We're out there. We're out there actually conducting these experiments.
Great.
It's not working for us to do what you're describing.
Okay.
We need a big stunt.
Yeah.
We need some. Maybe we can do that after, once people are regarding us as like the people from the big famous stunt we did.
Okay.
But we need something to kind of kickstart the entire enterprise. Mm-hmm. And then sure, I'm happy to be bland, and as people are going like, oh wow, you did the famous saved, you're the hero like Tom Cruise in the movie, and then I'll be saying like, oh, or you know what, like something bland.
Okay, I have an early
idea.
Okay. No, and here's what I would say. There are a lot of fundraising platforms out there now. Mm-hmm. I'm actually concerned about the welfare of Kickstarter. Could you save Kickstarter as a kickstart to your new reputation?
People are not talking about Kickstarter anymore, are they? It used to be the thing that was like the joke specific when you were talking about something needing to be crowdfunded.
I'll give money to that Kickstarter.
Exactly. Yeah. And now there's like all these
now
other ones.
Now it's GoFundMe.
GoFundMe is
taking up all the real estate.
Yeah.
Do we start a GoFundMe for Kickstarter? GoFundMe to save Kickstarter.
That, my friend, is a stunt.
But is there a way to do it?
My friend is a stunt.
With using like physical strength. Or like, because the way these other guys are doing it is like somebody's drowning and they like, I think, Alex Rodriguez happened to be like in a boat that like someone's like drowning in the ocean and he pulled them out or something? Like, is there a way to do that for a website? Because we want to come out being like, oh, those guys are nice and they're very strong. Obviously not that. Yes.
You're
don't want to leave my home.
Yeah.
Thing.
Want people to come out of this being like, wow, that person's very nice and like strong, lifted up.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, I'd love to, and this is just this is like bad example, Kill Bin Laden. You know, like, obviously I'm not
at
why
home.
Is that a bad example?
Yeah,
why is that?
Because
a bad
we
example?
Don't take sides on that stuff. Like we don't.
Thing, we're not going to be like, this is good, this is bad.
Yes.
Like, and like alienate, you know, half the audience.
Right.
For,
so whatever, whoever you're saving, it can't be anything tied to politics any way.
Yeah.
Or killing.
Yeah.
Okay, so it needs to be... So it could be that the person...
Save someone
like,
by
the
killing.
The person you save is bland. Oh, wait, what?
You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Like, and it's and I don't have the right example because Bin Laden's too divisive, but...
Right. Uh-huh.
But like,
save Bin Laden
for now. If Bin Laden's holding someone hostage...
Right.
Somebody
that's a good,
good,
that's an interesting
like,
hypothetical.
Not Janet, but Janet would be perfect just because.
This is starting to make a lot of sense. It's starting to make a lot of sense.
Well, just something we could save who everybody likes.
Is this the key? Bin Laden is holding Janet hostage.
Yeah. Does Bin Laden have a brother like Gallagher has a brother? Like he now has, he's up to something, but there's a
Janet,
twist. He's got his own, put his own twist on it.
That's so smart.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what I mean, and I understand why you don't know this. They don't want this to get out. The one they got, that was Bin Laden too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was Bin Laden too, not that T-O-O. Still could have been T-O-O.
That was Bin
Either
Laden.
Way, problem.
That was Bin Laden T-O-O.
Yes. Okay. Got it. Like Teen Wolf T-O-O.
Yes. And that's why very quickly they were like, oh, let's like throw this guy off a ship. And they're like, see, look, there he goes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. So
see,
someone.
Look. Yeah, right.
If not him. If I'm just saying, and consider this. Mm-hmm. If he's not available.
Uh-huh.
Who, is there someone else who could kidnap me that you could save me from?
I think well, we're stuck on that's the it.
I'm worried that we're going to delete.
I think we work around his avail.
Yeah, you do.
And
you have
I think
to
maybe
him.
He's dressed you up to look exactly like him.
And
so
okay.
as he's
we
holding
don't know
you,
who's who.
As he's holding you hostage, it's sort of a which one do I?
We
choose.
Have to ask him something only the real Bin Laden would know.
So let me get this straight. You're asking him something only he would know that you will make sure to kill him. So his incentive to answer honestly.
Lie, but I would think he's not. I mean, I know he's got his flaws, but he's not that disgusting that he would lie to our face if we asked him a question like that. I suppose if he did, then we'd be in a spot where we could potentially end up killing the wrong Bin Laden.
Uh-huh.
God, and I mean, I almost don't want to give him this idea, but can you imagine he dresses up as Janet Varney? He suddenly has
no.
It's imagine Bin Laden armed with Janet Varney's Q rating.
Ooh, danger,
oh,
danger!
No, the amount of
danger.
Stuff he could do. That is really scary to me. I hope he's not listening. I mean, I hope he is. I would love to have a celebrity fan. You know, but I hope he didn't hear that part. I hope he was, you know, doing something else on his phone.
I am excited to read the episode description that I can only assume Kevin writes and that I can only assume starts out with, after the guys resurrect Osama bin Laden, comma, and then no one will read past that. So you don't really, you could just put in like that filler, those that scramble of letters that fill in when you want to see what the shape of a letter is supposed to look like or whatever.
Kevin takes a more abstract approach to his
the
episode
descriptions.
It's a very they're paywalled basically. The actual like information is a separate paywall that goes just to Kevin. So you can subscribe to the full description for the episode. But what you get other than that is like basically
I've asked
nothing.
Kevin to be more descriptive to like give him some idea, like something to get them to listen. And he says the same thing every time. He goes, he gets really close to me. And he goes, if one wants to be remembered as tasting well, one must leave them hungry for more.
I got to look up your descriptions.
I leave them very hungry, Janet.
Yeah. He's trying to leave them hungry for more. So it may not have your name in the description. It may not even say which podcast this is.
He says,
I typed in Hollywood Hamge book, and it does seem like there is a Hollywood Hamge book.
There's a ham one. Yeah.
Yeah. So
they're
that might be a problem.
Lunch.
That might.
No
that's probably
intended.
What's happening for you guys.
I had ham for lunch.
Lou Wilson, our D&D friend. The boys. You have capital T and capital B.
Yeah,
that's going to be a problem for you right there. Amazon Video is going to come after you. Amazon Prime Video. Amazon Prime Video is going to get you. Doesn't matter. Does not matter.
Well, it should.
They owe us.
We can all agree it should.
Someone just taught you Dungeons and Dragons.
It's been our offer code for as long as I can remember.
Okay, well, I guess I'm an asshole.
Used to be our offer code.
My brain doesn't work.
We used to be our offer code when we had ads. Kevin says about his episode descriptions. Help me figure this out. He says, "Sell the spizzle, not the steak."
Huh?
What is the spizzle?
What's the spizzle?
Okay,
I haven't been able to get a straight answer out.
Yeah,
he goes, you know, spizzle. Is that the sound
of
the spizzle?
That's when the sound
of
cooking steak is also trying to get your attention.
Yes.
Oh, the steak has a secret.
Yeah. Although, you know what? I'm sorry. That's p-sizzle. That's p-sizzle. That's actually P-S. Fizzle, not
that's
p-sizzle.
Yeah, Kevin cooks in
a
way that the food goes spzz. That's how he cooks.
It's kind of spurty.
Can we do something, a stunt at the zoo?
Yeah, I guess keep going back to that. Seems like that tiger cage, jumping in the tiger cage gets a lot of buzz. And these kids are going in there.
Yeah.
These kids are reaching for a bear or something.
There's like it's like form an orderly line for these kids to jump in the hyena enclosure.
If that kid went into the tiger cage reaching for a bear, he deserved what he got.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Nothing like a bear.
Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, it's not. I wouldn't get them confused. And
okay,
I haven't.
The zoo. Are we still doing those? I guess we are.
If we're
I live not
zoo,
too far from one.
If we're at the zoo, and I don't want to make it too muddled, but is there any way we could find that plane? You remember the plane? Mm.
Which one?
The Malaysian plane?
Uh-huh. The plane.
There's a couple of missing ones. Couple of missing ones.
What
I'm
if we
sure.
find the plane at the zoo? Like, we're saving the kid.
Yeah.
And then we
kind of push
the tiger aside. And we go, hang on, what's that behind you, tiger? Like, what if it's been behind where you've been, like, sleeping? And we couldn't see
found
it.
The plane.
And when we have the plane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's great. Are the
that
people,
to me is
have
the
they
news.
Been alive and living among the tigers?
They're doing so
they're
good.
Thriving.
They're doing
yes.
Great.
They're doing,
they should be doing
awesome.
Great. They're
yes.
in a they're in like a
community.
Mixture like a rabbit hole
yes.
basically.
Yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is good. Again, this does, and I hate to put too fine a point on it, does require you to leave your homes. You know what I mean?
You said that you live right by the zoo, right? Possibly
not
even
too far.
At the zoo.
I do not live at the zoo. I cannot emphasize that enough. And I know this sounds like I'm maybe selling it a little too hard because
right.
I do live at the zoo, but I do not live next to the ostrich at the zoo. I do not live next to the ostrich at the zoo.
So I do think this is a good opportunity, given that it's fine if you misspoke, but a lot of people are going to think that you live at the zoo based on this podcast.
I can't control that. I cannot.
I think it's a good opportunity to issue a statement.
Okay.
Kevin is amazing at typing these. And so if we want to just like get the statement out right now that you don't live at the zoo.
A statement.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
And I see that you have a big jar of ostrich food on your desk. And
I do? Are you talking to Kevin?
I can see, Janet Vardy, that you have an enormous jar of ostrich food.
And if you could just describe what ostrich food
looks
like.
It's long food.
It's giant, long seeds.
Leggy. Very leggy.
Seed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, yeah. Seeds like a football.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I don't know what you're
All
talking
right.
about.
All right. Well, then let's get a statement out because it's
that's the only way to put this thing to bed.
Let's get this out of the way because if
I'd
we're going
to
save
hear...
you, we can't have you.
This thing's going viral madness.
I'd love Kevin to hear just a first draft, you don't have to, we're going to polish it up. Don't worry about, but I'd love to hear from you kind of what you anticipated starting out with. And based on the descriptions from the podcast episodes I've just reviewed, it's going to be too short. There's
Kevin,
not going to be enough
don't
information.
Please
paywall
this statement.
A one
I'm
sentence.
Begging you.
Yeah. What are your thoughts?
It starts with, dear listeners.
Yeah.
New line.
Oh, so this statement is
only
reaching listeners. It's only reaching listeners. And it's only reaching your listeners?
Okay. So this is paywall. This is expected. Kevin wields the paywall. Have you read the short story, The Cask of Amontillado?
Sure. Yeah.
That's Kev. Every day, I'm just trying to enjoy my Amontillado. And I turn around, and Kevin has nearly finished sealing me inside the paywall.
Oh, no. Wait, is that the cask of Amontillado that the person gets sealed in the wall? Is that that one?
Yeah.
Or is that the telltale heart?
All like, I can speak to is
or
my
do
own
all people get,
it's,
I guess, is that what happens in every Edgar Allan Poe story?
He's,
someone gets sealed up in a wall.
Somebody
in a
gets
paywall.
Sealed in, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he invented the paywall. That's kind
of
cool.
All of his stories are
effectively
behind a paywall.
When you look back on it, you think he invented the freaking paywall.
He
that's
had
a cool guy
us,
right there.
He?
Mm-hmm.
He had
that's
a message
cool
for
called
us.
The paywall.
That's, I would say that's wall cooler and more lucrative than Salvador Dali with Salvador Dali with his famous melting clocks, with his
man
famous fruit man.
Edgar Wallen Poe.
Edgar Wallen, mm-hmm. Edgar Wallen. It's more like Edgar Wallen Poe. Mm-hmm. God, I wish he were still here. I wish he were still here.
If he heard
he would have loved
right
that.
Now, yeah, he's he you know what he's doing? Line. Holding still in his grave.
Oh yeah.
No need to spin.
He's holding tensely
Edgar
still.
Wallen Poe
so
would be
still that like a little fart might come out
because
he's
episode
pinching everything so tight. Yeah. He is loving it.
He had one story that we read in school, which is like, I guess, kind of the first big detective story where what ends up happening, I might be remembering this wrong, but it was that a gorilla did it.
Uh-huh.
That's
that
the big secret. There's a gorilla running around.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he smashed everyone.
The
yes
people in the comments are going to say, oh, I wish Sean told this famous long gorilla joke again on this episode.
And so that is also sort of a prelude to our everyday experience, which is all these horrible things happening at the zoo.
Right.
Which is something that we can put a stop to, provided that we actually do prove to our, I guess, our paying listeners that you do not live there.
Right.
It's, mm-hmm, it's going to like everything that we're building here is in jeopardy if it comes out or at least is understood to be the case that you live at the zoo. OK,
right,
if it's
right
even suspected, honestly, with any kind of credibility that you live at the zoo,
everything
we're
going
to
we're
be unable
here
to increase our Q rating, we'll be unable to mm-hmm save you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think the people were so offended and upset by that? Don't you think the people think it's cool that
because
I'm
it's
living
because
among
it's a
the
betrayal
regulars?
Because it's a betrayal. Because you, mm-hmm, you've been saying that you didn't live at the zoo. Then now you slip up and say you did live at the zoo and people are going, well, what can I believe anything now?
You basically wrote the book on not living at the zoo and made it pretty much
true
your whole personality.
That's true. That is very true.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know Kevin, how many, I don't know. All I can say is, to my knowledge, I don't live at the zoo. I'll say I don't remember living at the zoo. I don't mm-hmm recall if I
don't
live
recall
at the zoo.
I don't recall living at the zoo.
I don't think I remember mm-hmm having
I
lived
recall
or living at the zoo.
What, I mean, what one thing I thought we could start in like a fun way for the statement.
Like when we start the episode? Oh, sorry, is the it statement. Got it.
This episode will not be fun. But
okay,
the statement could be, we could go, the zoo couldn't be me.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
I like
guys
it. That's me. That's how it starts. And I'm saying it. I'm
hey
saying
guys
the statement.
Yeah. It's me, Jarnet okay Vanny.
Yeah.
It me.
Yeah. It me.
Yeah. It me.
Jarnet Varney.
Yeah. So I see. Okay. So you're saying that if I misidentify myself, everything I say after that is
Varnet
fine
Varney
because mm-hmm I never claim to be myself.
That's exculpatory.
That
yes
is genius.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
genius.
We're giving ourselves a little bit of wiggle room.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I was at a zoo, and the reason that I pretended to move in next to the ostrich.
I'm loving this.
There's nothing interesting about it other than that it was very unnerving that the ostrich paced me as I walked past it in a way that was like, because there, it's like it knows that there's something special and extraordinary about it being at eye level, its mm-hmm eyes being at eye level with yours. So it walks along, like, looking at you the whole time, like, yeah, you're fucking walking, so am I. I'm walking also, till I get to the mm-hmm end of this enclosure, then I'm out of luck. But it was very unnerving. It felt like there was a secret shared between us that was functioning at a higher level of intelligence and spirituality than I was expecting from any animal at the zoo. And I think it's fair to say, least of all the ostrich, did I expect to have a feeling of mm-hmm intimidation, like intelligent intimidation.
Yeah.
Couple
I
notes.
Care for
I'm going to tell you what I liked about that story first. where you say, like, I was walking.
We like to
I
do a compliment sandwich on yes. this show.
I can feel it coming. There was yeah. no question that the inside was going to be extremely painful to hear. But go ahead.
I did not
care
for it.
It's like a Dagwood sandwich. It's going to uh-huh. be a lot of this stuff. It's really tall with
no.
critique.
I was walking. It did look at me. This happened to me in the past. It is not yeah. happening to me right now.
Yeah, that I should have made the memory fainter. I can tell right now. That's part of the
same, that is this is and now we
vivid.
Come to the uh-huh. nasty business of the critique, which okay. is that it is so detailed that it is clearly happening to you in this moment.
This is harsh. Could you guys just spread a little Crisco on the a little go-go juice laced Crisco
that's the issue.
On the sandwich as like the mayonnaise
sinuses,
layer?
Babe.
Please.
The Crisco
is
so
right
full of go-go dust particles.
Yeah.
That it's an extra crunch.
Yeah.
When you're,
okay.
like,
well,
it,
that's
it lends
taking
a crunchy,
that's taking
sandy
a
element.
Bit. Great. Mm-hmm. Great, great, great.
And so we're just going to have to maybe work on not telling zoo stories at all. Or if that's not an option, just like making them extremely faint to the point where the people
so
listen to it
big.
And they're like, this either didn't happen or it was so long ago that like the way she's describing this animal, yeah. don't say that it like, don't accurately say that it is at eye level with you.
Right. And that it's eyelashes.
I would like you to get things mm-hmm. wrong about the zoo yeah. that make people suspect mm-hmm. that the actual lie is that you've ever been to a zoo.
Right. Right.
So if you could have information where like the name of the animal's wrong, the shape of the animal doesn't match the uh-huh. name that you said, yeah. you're saying yeah. things are at the zoo that are not at the
yeah.
zoo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It seems like you might have confused the grocery store with uh-huh. the zoo. Like these yeah. are these would be very powerful tools to kind of lead people away from the
talk about
the
ostrich like
scent.
Looking at you with it has eyes in its with its eyes in its palms.
Ooh,
like
Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah,
like Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Mm-hmm. No, I did I say ostrich? I meant the fennel enclosure. I don't know why.
The fennel
I said, because
enclosure.
The fennel has plumes that kind of the green plumes that come out of the top of the
this
fennel.
Is perfect.
If you think about it, the shape is mm-hmm. very similar.
And actually,
to
plumes
the
are
ostriches.
Purple.
And plumes are known to
yeah,
be
yeah, and
purple.
That's in a totally different section.
Yeah, yeah, plumes.
Yeah,
plumes
the
are wonderful.
Fennel enclosures, the
nearby the
more
apples,
the vegetables,
yeah.
and then the plumes yes. are going to be yeah. over with the stone
I
fruit.
Really hope someone calls them plumes. Like it's that feels important right now. It feels important that someone, possibly that lives near me, which by the way is not near or in the zoo, calls them plumes. Can you pick me up a couple of plumes? Right, plumes.
This
that's beautiful
pivot. I almost like. The fennel enclosure,
you want
all
it for
this.
Yourself?
People.
Sorry, buddy.
I almost want it for
too
me.
Too late,
I
buddy.
I gave you such a good personality.
Where people hear you talking about the zoo, trying to deny that you live there.
Yeah.
But it's like, you, okay, like she clearly does live at what she thinks is a zoo, but it's actually the grocery store.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Like that is like a story that people can just like move
so
on.
So relatable,
from.
You know
yes.
what I mean?
Totally,
yes.
it's not your fault.
That or
she lives at the
like
grocery
that.
Store. She right. thinks it's a zoo. Great,
yes.
we're done here.
Yeah,
all the cues are preserved. You might be picking up a couple like little cue pieces off the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you.
Grabbing some spares. Yeah,
yeah.
That is a possibility for you guys, if because I feel. I mean, I don't know if you are like you know maybe you order your groceries through a service. But if you do go to the grocery store, you don't like leaving your home, creating like doing like an act of bravery at a grocery store might be mm-hmm. maybe that's the stunt level we're talking about for you guys. Like
I go to the grocery store. I like to go there. I go to the Australia section. I like to see the koalas.
Now I don't know what you're giving away. Are you giving away that you live in a grocery store? Now I don't know what's happening.
I'm bad cop. I think the grocery store. I think the zoo is the grocery store. You think the grocery store is the zoo.
We are the same.
All things
inverted.
Must exist. You know.
That's why you got to be that mirror.
The yin and yang.
Got to be a mirror, and the mirror is going to have some opposites.
Mm-hmm.
Like the right is going to be the left.
I don't go to the grocery store often. I do use a service, as okay. you mentioned. Basically,
could you save the person delivering the groceries?
What you can do, there's a new service where they'll deliver your groceries. You basically have a funeral procession go by your house.
Okay.
And they, like, who cares what route they do? They're just driving to drive.
Uh-huh.
Like, they, and, you know, they're going so slow, so it's, like, it's very easy to just redirect it right by your house.
Yeah.
And there's always extra food. Who wants to eat all that?
You know what I mean? Like you have like to get food for everyone, thing. But
you have to get really it. No one's gonna eat it.
You don't go for seconds at a funeral.
There's a body sitting right there. No one wants to eat the food.
I guess that's where I'm confused. I'm just confused. Like, do you think that funerals are like traveling buffets?
They have
like,
are you under the
impression that they move slowly so that people can walk up and get food and eat the food?
Yeah. They go really slow, and you just stroll on up and just grab a couple handfuls.
Yeah, that actually does explain a lot.
You have enough time to, like, there's a grill sitting there, so you can take
as long as you're willing to amble while you're grilling. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you gotta adjust your wardrobe a little bit. You have to be wearing black.
No adjustment necessary for me.
Yeah, they kind of gonna stick out. Well, I can see your shirt.
My what now?
I can see your shirt.
Okay.
Your shirt is visible.
My black shirt. You can see my black shirt.
And that's we have been trying to avoid people have been pointing at us saying that we can see our guests' clothes and things like that people really don't want us to do that.
And then that's a type of harassment.
It's weird that we do it as often as we do. I have come to that realization as well.
It shouldn't come up that much. It should have, if it happened once, okay. Uh-huh. It's become at this point almost a recurring segment on the show that we talk about our ability to see our guests' clothing. I'm ready to look in the Crisco mirror and say this is an issue on my end.
Kevin,
how's
the statement coming along?
Statement's coming along great, and I also have a great pitch too. So I'll start with the statement.
Way to oversell.
Dear listeners, the zoo couldn't be me. Hey, guys, it's me.
Okay.
Hey, guys.
You have to flip these around, please.
Dear listeners, hey, guys, it's me, Jarnet Varney. The zoo couldn't be me. I don't recall living at the zoo. What's up, JV?
I like it. I feel like...
Ending with what's up. It's really
it makes them, it invites them in to participate in the conversation. It's like, now it's time for me to listen.
Here's my concern. And normally, I don't have a problem with plagiarism at all. Mm-hmm. But that sounds so close to a speech that Rudy Giuliani has given. Mm-hmm. That's my concern.
From ground
And you
zero
want to talk about after... a guy who saved a bunch of people.
Yes.
That guy saved all of New York from terrorism.
Yes, that's right. And that
I don't
want to
compete with them
united,
that level.
That
and I know you don't
take
sides. I know you don't. Again, I know you don't take sides. It sounds like you're taking a side, but I know you don't take sides.
Yeah, we're not taking either side.
Rudy Giuliani uniting the country in its darkest moment is not something that we
There's no side to that.
Yes,
that's like an empirical
exactly.
fact.
Just that's yeah. something that happened.
No, you're right. You're right.
Why hasn't he been on SNL lately?
Uh-huh.
I remember him coming on at
so
that time,
funny.
And I remember it doing well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
He'll so be rude to be Don't like, after he did all that, be like, okay, you could do this one time.
Uh-huh. Right?
He's got to have
no,
an open
he should
invitation.
Be able to pop in whenever.
Yeah. If there was one show you guys could pop into whenever you wanted, what would it be?
Okay. Oh no! I knew you always have these for us, Jarnet. You always come in with these. I'm like,
curating.
I don't want to pick. Like, these. Thinking about this is fun, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a show, and I can pop in whenever I want.
Yes.
Oh gosh, it's delicious. Does it have to be real?
Oh, no. Heavens no. Heavens no.
Okay. That helps. Currently on?
doesn't matter from any era in television. Any era.
Anything.
Real or imagined. Mm-hmm. Anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Corden!
Great. And you're talking about according to Jim, but you call it Corden.
Corden.
I call it
Corden.
Like Corden.
It's according to Jim.
That's inside
Corden.
Baseball.
C-C-O-R-D-I-N apostrophe.
Exactly. Exactly.
Corden.
Well, that's a great choice. That's a great choice.
Mine, of course, is The Big Brunch.
Uh-huh.
Dan Levy's
The Big Brunch.
New heartwarming reality show on HBO Max where 10 chefs share their business dreams and one is awarded $300,000.
And
we will be inviting
claims its place as like the king of all meals, right?
Yes. We will be inviting the Corden, comma Jim on this show to say, sit here.
Yeah.
We're gonna have the big brunch.
We can see what you're wearing.
And we're gonna show we can see all your clothes. And we're gonna show we're going to see how you act in this situation, and we're going to show that we can behave normally at the big brunch
and have a nice brunch and just get a totally normal order, which is an eggshell omelet.
Look at you. That is a zero waste goal right there. That is a zero. You've become known as the guy who wants the waste. I want your leavings. Uh-huh. I want your leavings.
Mm-hmm.
What did you use to make that? Give me those stems.
Yes.
Give me the whatever you call the thing that, I guess it's still a stem if it's like on an avocado, but it's just a little
throwing
belly
out
button.
And thinks it's trash.
I want the umbilical cord leavings. I want all of it. I want every, I do not want anything wasted.
I want
just an gross. Omelet.
I
want to
lick the salad dressing out of the cap from the bottle.
With the baby chicken's umbilical cords.
Yes.
Kevin.
Well, Janet, it's time for my big pitch.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay.
You're going down the escalator at the zoo, and your long shoelace gets stuck right as you step, and it's starting to suck you down in the
escalator.
Who told
you this happened? Who told you about that?
Just the stories get around.
We're going to have to, the statement, we have to do a totally new statement.
Yeah.
You clearly live at the zoo.
Yeah.
You scream, help! The boys come running down the stairs beside you, and they go to the base of the escalator. Ah! They hold the escalator, and it stops.
And who's underneath the escalator tugging on your shoelace?
I mean, I'm available, so I could be pulling it from the bottom.
I assume it's Tom Cruise trying to save me from, I guess, you guys?
From us. That could
that
you know
be
what I mean?
So good for him.
Tom
shoelace
Cruise killing
first.
Us.
God,
he's known to start with the shoelaces. When he saves someone, he is very well known to start at the shoelace. And then, you know, hopefully the rest of the person comes along for the ride.
Oh,
Tom Cruise comes flying in and vaporizes us with a fighter jet. That could be incredible for us.
Right?
Tom Cruise in an F-14 just turning me into mist.
Are you willing to die for a Q rating? Are you willing to give up your lives for what
that.
Might be the highest Q rating you could ever have? To know that your highest
stone,
Q rating, and that's true for many of us. For most of us, our highest Q rating will come at death.
Yes.
It's just
isn't
a fact.
That's so fucked up, isn't it? That's
people
why I'm holding a living funeral
content.
For Hayes next week.
Yeah. What are you going to have at the moving buffet?
Oh, yeah. It's
I don't. I don't need
stuff.
To ask eggshell
like
Sean over
stuff.
Here.
Or plumes. Yeah. We talked about a lot of different
plumes.
Food that you could
yeah.
say.
Yeah. yeah.
Mm-hmm. The biggest complaint you're going to get from this episode is people are going to be like, I got so hungry listening to this episode, you guys. Give me a warning in the episode description next time so I can have some plumes nearby. I was hungry.
Send us your biggest complaint.
Send us your best complaint.
Yes.
Who cares how big it is?
Really put your all into it this time. The complaints have been getting very basic.
No. That's sad.
We need
the same complaints a lot from week to week. I would like someone to innovate and find new things to dislike about the show. When you're writing a complaint, think, have I seen this complaint in the comments 3 or 4 weeks in a row now? If you have, we've heard it and we're not going to fix it.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.